It's now time for the weekly Your Care, Our Mission radio program presented by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and 97.7 The Bolt. This morning we have Brian McAvoy, and he is going to talk to us about something fairly new called blood flow restriction therapy. Sounds pretty interesting, and actually from what little bit I understand, it's fascinating. So we're going to say, take it away, Brian.
My name is Brian McAvoy. I'm a physical therapist at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and I'm talking today about a new treatment that Humboldt County Memorial Hospital offers. It's called blood flow restriction therapy, and basically what it is, it's a therapy that can be used on a number of different patients, from athletes to geriatrics, with people trying to come back from surgical procedures to gain strength and function faster and to try to decrease the amount of muscle atrophy or muscle wasting that they have after a surgery or an injury. This is a treatment that not too many other places around the area offer. You'd have to go down to Des Moines. As far as I know, that's the closest place to have it done. We've been doing it since, late June here in Humboldt. We've had some really good success, and I do have permission from the families and the patients to talk about two particular people. Jake Heyer, who's a senior at Humboldt Memorial Hospital. He had knee surgery in June, and he has done really well with the blood flow restriction therapy. He is at least 4 to 6 weeks further along than he should be. His range of motion, strength are great, and he's been released to play football, which is awesome for him getting back his senior year. Other patient that I have permission to talk about is Jacobson, who was a softball pitcher here in Humboldt a few years ago. She had some shoulder surgery, and she has also gone through the blood flow restriction therapy, and she is at least 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule with her rehab. So she's been released to start going through a throwing protocol to get her back into being a softball pitcher again. So basically what the blood flow restriction therapy does is it uses these cuffs that kind of look like blood pressure cuffs that we can put around the upper arm and upper thigh, and we tighten up the cuffs as people are exercising. And what it does is it does not restrict the blood flow from the heart to the muscle, but it partially restricts the blood flow from the muscle back to the heart. And when you do that and you're exercising, causes a buildup of what we call lactic acid. And when you do that, it causes the body to release a couple of different types of hormones. One is human growth hormone, and the other one is what's called insulin growth factor. And both of those hormones really help to increase muscle mass. And so when you do that, it actually causes the muscle to use a different type of fiber that is only usually able to be used when you're doing quick types of movements or lifting very heavy types of weights. And so the patient who's going through the blood flow restriction is able to get the benefits of lifting much lower weights and still get the benefit of increasing the muscle mass without lifting higher weights, which tend to cause more problems with joint pain and can cause more problems with actually doing some more muscle damage. So it's a great type of therapy that Humboldt County Memorial Hospital offers. We have been doing it on about 8 different patients now. I did mention Jake and Ellie, but we have been using it on patients in their 50s. I have another patient who just had ACL reconstruction. He has been doing it, and he's doing extremely well. He is at least 2 weeks ahead of schedule with his rehab. So we have not really used it on any geriatric patients yet, but the research shows that blood flow restriction really helps with geriatric patients who might have some balance problems and some weakness, that if they're good candidates for the blood flow restriction, it can help them gain muscle mass, which helps them with their strength and helps them with their balance. So if you do have any questions about the blood flow restriction therapy, please feel free to call the hospital, ask for physical therapy department, and you can ask Brian McAvoy, and I'd be glad to answer any questions anyone has about the blood flow restriction therapy. Thank you.
Now that was fascinating. That was an entirely new educational experience for me. That was Brian McAvoy talking about blood flow restriction therapy. Extremely interesting. Join us again next Tuesday morning for Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital.